Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. A report by ADP Employer Services says job losses in the U.S. private sector accelerated in March more than economists' expectations. Private employers cut jobs by a record 742,000 in March versus a 706 revised cut in February. The big drop potentially foreshadows a huge decline in the non-farm payroll reading in the government's employment report that will be released on Friday. Economists had expected 655,000 private sector job cuts in March in the ADP report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 7509 is down 99 points. The NASDAQ 1499 is down 28, and the S&P 500 at 785 is down 12.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
You can get the opening and closing market reports and analysis by telephone daily, twice a day by 10:15 a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. We update the portal. The number to call is 217-333-3434. You can keep up with the markets wherever you are on the go, in the fields, away from your computer, wherever you are. The number 217-333-3434. Joining us now to talk about the agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And once again, the concerns across the Midwest and across the entire Corn Belt is an excess amount of moisture, at least over the next couple of weeks. Frequent weather systems will be coming in off the Pacific through the Northwest, Northern Plains, and across the Corn Belt. There's also another branch of the jet stream that is expected to keep active weather across the Delta and the Southeast. So we have a couple areas that are looking at much wetter than needed conditions across the area. What we'd like to see is some drier, warmer conditions across most areas as we get into the month of April, and expect to start seeing a lot of activity in the fields. But again, unless the pattern changes, jet stream moves a little bit further north, and we get more of the longer intervals in between precipitation events, we could start to be talking about delays in getting into the fields. That's obviously not a big concern right now on April 1st, but as we move towards the middle and end of the month, that chatter may start to pick up a little bit. In the western states, rain and snow showers stretch from the Pacific Northwest into the Rockies. Mild, dry weather does favor field work and crop development across some of the growing areas in California and in the irrigated areas of the desert southwest. On the plains, generally cool, dry conditions, although snow showers do linger across the northern areas. Flood concerns, well, they remain intact across a good portion of northern plains. Had that blizzard go through, and again, there's another storm system already starting to make inroads into the northern areas. Temperatures in the wake of the storm system, the blizzard that just departed, temperatures warmed up enough that at least the paved areas saw the snow melting yesterday. Temperatures will probably fluctuate enough that they're going to see a little bit of melt. And the flood concerns in the Red River Basin will once again start to increase as temperatures increase across the area. Crop conditions will continue to improve across the central and southern plains. that were affected by the snowstorms through the 26th and 28th of March. And in the Corn Belt, snow showers again lingering in the upper Mississippi Valley. Cool, dry conditions elsewhere. Springfield work remains on hold in many Midwestern areas due to the wet conditions. In the south, dry weather is returning to the lower Mississippi Valley. However, locally heavy showers linger in the southeast as far south as northern Florida. Some areas in Georgia, southern Georgia, had been in drought for, well, a good portion of the last couple years, and now they've had excessive rainfall. As far as the outlook over the next 2 weeks, most of the growing areas are looking at much below average temperatures. Well, they'll be close to average at times, but the general trend will be for a little bit below average on both the 6 to 10-day outlook, which stretches below normal temperatures all the way from the Intermountain West through the Ohio River Valley. And in the next 2 weeks, the expectations for below average temperatures, again, from the Intermountain West into the heart of the Tennessee Valley, only areas expecting above average temperatures for that time period, up around Lake Superior and through the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and across areas of central and southern Florida. Precipitation expectations over that time will be above average for, again, the Intermountain West and through the Ohio River Valley, and that trend will, again, keep things on hold as far as field work. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 569.5, down 3.75. Last trade down 6.25. July, 581.25, down 3. Last trade down 6.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 527.75, down 5. Last trade down 7. July, 540, down 5.25. Last trade down 6.25. May corn opened at 401.5, down 3.25. Last trade down 5.25. July, 411.5, down 3.25. Last trade down 4.5. December, 432.75, down 3. Last trade down 5.5. May beans opened at 949, down 3. Last trade up 6.25. July, 947.5, down 3. Last trade up 6.5. November, 889.25, down 2.75. Last trade up 4.75. May soybean meal opened at 293, down 230. Last trade up 220. May soybean oil opened at 33.44, down 18. Last trade, down 15. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am doing well. Well, we had you on Commodity Week this past week. After the meeting, and you reflected on what you were saying then and what the markets did yesterday, what do you think?
Boy, as usual, the USDA made us look silly again, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, Dave, I was pretty amazed by the reports. I guess about a month ago or so, the Obama administration said that they thought we'd have 5 million acres less this year, and I thought at the time they were kind of missing the boat a little bit, and obviously the USDA thinks that's going to happen. According to the numbers yesterday, I was calculating 5.4 million acres less on corn and soybeans for this year is what the report showed, and 7.8 million less on all the principal crops. And I, as you know, Dave, I sell crop insurance in about 5 different states and a lot of fringe areas in the Belt, and I just didn't see that in the last month and a half as I was out traveling around. So I guess that kind of surprises me. You know, we were down 50 cents on beans since last Monday, the 23rd, and basically got it all back yesterday. So I kind of think that the report almost makes me bearish beans and bullish corn, and I know that looks like totally opposite, but to justify that, I think that these bean numbers are going to potentially put some more beans in the field and less corn.
So the question becomes, why won't marginal land get planted?
I see no reason that it won't. I believe there may be a little bit more hay go in this year, but I don't think it'll be to the numbers that the report's showing us. So the only thing that could possibly do that would be weather. And every year it seems like we scare the crop, and I think we are a little wet right now. But we're 30 days from going to the field, and at least, even in this area. So that would be the only thing in my mind that would prevent it.
Marty, go ahead and give us your opening calls for the day, please.
Well, not much fresh news, Dave. Beans up 4 to 6, corn down 3 to 5, and wheat down 3 to 7. You know, the stocks were a little tighter, but all in all, there's just not much besides the report to trade on today. So,
all right. Thank you much, Chris.
You bet. Thanks.
You're welcome. That's Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.